The second, I think, is that when we reached the, you know, the kind of destruction, eco-destruction that we are reaching now, then we can look at history. If you look at the history of how people dealt with really systemic crises, then they did two things. For example, after the Roman Empire, the first thing you do is you mutualize knowledge to solve the crisis. And that's what we do now with open source and free software and open design. We are mutualizing knowledge to solve problems. And the second thing they did is mutualizing infrastructures, is mutualizing physical infrastructure. And that's what we're doing now with the sharing economy, with co-working spaces, hacker spaces. We're mutualizing infrastructure. So I agree with John that we need to work legally, institutionally, but it's not just like changing the factories, make them democratic, and then continue the current economic system. That's not going to work. We need to change the fundamental relationship between the commons and the market, combined with these institutional democratization to achieve our ends.
To the Extra Environmentalist. You can find our extensive audio archive of podcasts, radio broadcasts, blog articles, videos, and much more at www.extraenvironmentalist.com. We're also on Facebook if you search for Extra Environmentalist, and Twitter at @xenvironmental. We welcome all voicemails and feedback through our online contact information you can find on our website, but also you can shoot us an email directly at podcast@extraenvironmentalist.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on our next episode. Because you know it's only made that piano
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC on unceded Coast Salish lands, of course. This is Queued Up, and this was going to be the New Year's show, but I've been out of tune recently, and I played that little bit of an opening for us. Just whipped that up, put some work into a Christmas special recently, which I think I will re-air that at some point because it's quite close to my heart and I'd like to make it close to yours as well. But of course, that evoking all the tropes of this new year, the freshness of new possibility, the purity of birth, and, you know, walking through to my, my station here at UBC today on campus, for those of you who are associated with UBC, you may be aware that there is significant construction happening at the campus right now as well in the area. Fog is forming due to the lack of rain, undoubtedly. And there's a sort of spatial ambiguity in the world. And it's that ambiguity that I think we all get a taste of when the new year comes around. The possibility of transformation and freshness, which is then delimited by the urban structuring, the architecture, the lines of travel that are formed in the city and made even more rarefied, visible by construction projects, fences, tracks telling you where you can or cannot go, the explicit visualization of the urban architectural processes, which are complicit in the organization and delimitation of our lives. So as we prepare to wrap ourselves in our transformative cocoons this year, so that 2015 will be the best year that has been thus far, I'd like us all to keep in mind these restrictive qualities, which perhaps in music can be superseded. And on that note, here's a track from local artist Cloudface, Bobak, and have a great 2015 first episode of Queued Up Experience UBC CITR 101.9 FM, also available for listening at citr.ca. Thank you. Cloudface with the song Bobok, of course, in that kind of incremental electronic music, the indetermination of the lo-fi sound, we hear the realization of possibility and biophilic creation as it structures itself in a way as what you have heard produces the hearing that you are about to process as the listener. Andrew, what do you think about that?
I'm sure that's exactly how the musicians...
Hold on. Andrew, I did not actually turn your microphone on.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm sure that's exactly how the musicians...
And speaking of that pre-programming, that is exactly what I did in my seat of power to deprive you of the dignity that you deserve as a guest on Cue It Up and to organize the conversation so as to give it the appearance of organic development, but in reality, I, the mastermind, perpetuated that act of injustice.
Right, it's something constructed like all art is actually constructed. No art actually reflects reality. It's all just constructed based on the opinion of the artist, what should be put in art and what should be omitted. So you initially omitted my first little detailing about how that's exactly how the artist would perceive their art, but now you allow me.
And I'm so thankful that you are playing along with what I'm saying.
Yes.
But at the same time, you must realize that this newfound development where we are now talking as equal partners, as two components of a dialectic, or perhaps dialogic, if we were to be more equitable, is also to some degree constructed.
It is. It is. It's totally constructed, and everything you're listening to is constructed. It's all bullshit. It's all based on like what we, you know, want you to believe. Think for yourself, but don't, because thinking for yourself is something that we're constructing
even,
you to believe.
Even to everything think, is. To think for yourself, and of course, independent thinking is valuable, but to declare oneself a completely liberated individual, extricated from any social processes, is also to fulfill a sort of solipsistic delusion in oneself of one's own inflated ego and importance, and again, lack to do with the social functionings that has to do with that person. How was your New Year's Eve, Andrew? And did you realize a new being in of yourself in the transformative functioning of 2014/2015?
No, I was kind of just at like a lame party with like parental oversight, and I was like sober the entire time while watching like a bunch of bougie kids get drunk. It's kind of boring, I'll say.
That environment, the bougie, the oversight, where the premise is, of course, that precipice of lack of control, lacking that oversight. What we have to realize is that this oversight is, of course, also a social component of that precipice. It is, you cannot have the precipice without the danger that is inherent in social gatherings without that oversight. Is of course predicated on that. It's a cyclical thing, you see.
Okay, I was following you there for a little bit, but I lost you.
I kind of lost the track there as well. So we're going to play some music now. I'll take a bit of independent hip hop with a bit of an independent hip hop divergence. Of course, to do with, you know, the typical kinds of electronic music that I do play on the show, but with more of a hip-hop purview. Some artists that played or are from the Seattle area, Shabazz Palaces headlined a fantastic looking show for New Year's Eve that I was unfortunately able to make, and would have probably been a much nicer New Year's Eve than the one I had.
How was your New Year's Eve? Was it anything like mine?
I stumbled around the interior of UBC, the forested areas, loudly. There was some kind of ritual we heard just before midnight. There was a gong. It was very solemn. We loudly contemplated to ourselves in that sense where, and I'll stop talking soon because we really should put on some music, but in that sense that a young man feels entitled to his being loud, you know, on the bus, a young man feels entitled to spread his, to take up as much space as is possible, but this also extends into the audio realm where we were just being loud jackasses. And in a very entitled way, of course, men love to be heard. Men love to get drunk and yell at the top of their lungs at events and in the city. Men love that entitlement of being heard as if they warrant that in and of themselves.
Well, hey, in like 40 years, you'll view those days with like nostalgia and say, and pat your son on the back and say, like, those were the good old days and that's how you should be.
Exactly. That kind of stuff, yeah. Thus perpetuating this this patriarchal license.
Definitely.
To be a loud asshole. Yes. Especially so terrible when conjoined with that sense of intellectualism, as if what I'm saying right now even deserves to be on the radio.
Is intellectualism, yes.
Yes, indeed. And the point is, we were being loud assholes, and then we totally disrupted. It's not like we stumbled into the midst of it, but as we got closer, it was very clear that this was like some kind of ritual that was being participated in by a large number of families. Like there were at least 30 to 40 individuals at that site at the UBC Asian Center. So we dispersed because it was just completely rude. And so always remember to respect the space and just don't presume.
Dick.
Yeah, don't presume your right to be loud and to make observations on everything as if those observations warrant their being heard in and of themselves. And on that note, anyhow, back to the Seattle hip hop scene. We were gonna play some OC Notes before taking it over to the other side of the Pacific, some Sleaford Mods, and then after that, we're gonna hear some more Pacific hip hop. And yes, it will be very nice. This is Ada, and we're gonna take more of a post punk, like smash into hip hop tangent first, with OC Notes, Valerie and Mindy. Here we go. Valerie and Mindy, two beautiful girls. They move from the suburbs to the city, trying to see the whole world. They're giving them cat glasses. They wanna get chose. They're trying to get chose. Oh, Hollywood. Put your red dress on. Oh, will you smile for the camera?
Gonna win. jobs and a mortgage clan, and a car with a smoky window, Dan. Blow to your life and lob it right off. It don't make sense, I know, look. The dinosaurs are stuck on Denmark Street. The boots of Hendrix lick my feet. I'm not bothered, I never was. Here's a crap caravan on Tiz was. The dinosaurs are stuck, no way to get down. The meteor sinks its teeth in the ground. I'm not bothered, I never was. Here's a crap gag from Spit the Dog. Cameron's hairdresser got an MBE. I said to my wife, you better shoot me. It's all gone, what do I do? Tell my daughter it's not true. Tell my daughter it's all gone wrong. Pig tong, pig tong, pig tong. Get out the mood, dog race. Get out the way. Get out the mood, dog race. Get out the way. The dinosaurs are stuck on Denmark Street. The boots of Hendrix lick my feet. I'm not bothered, I never was. Here's a crap caravan on Tiz was. The dinosaurs are stuck, no way to get down. The meteor sinks its teeth in the ground. I'm not bothered, I never was. Here's a crap gag from Spit the Dog.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit CrohnsandColitis.ca.
Canadian music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
It's the year where we learn and fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear. Love calls.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love Is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit craigcardiff.com. Who's that dude doing these ads? Like, who's that whack dude, Andrew?
His voice sounds kind of, I don't know, detached, a little bit didactic, I don't know. I don't really like his voice all that much. Doesn't sound like a radio voice, but I guess we'll see.
Well,
and his
know.
Button is right on the microphone button for myself. I think you might be thinking about, like, cutting me off.
I was actually concerned for your lack of registering on into the feed. So if anything,
okay.
I was the stern, authorial hand that took you by the shoulder and said, no,
that
right into the microphone.
That
right
constructs
into the microphone.
If we go back into our previous discussion.
What?
About
we had a previous discussion?
We did for a little bit.
All right.
It's a little bit of a debate.
All right. Well, speaking of New Year's topics, of course, this has been the subject of interest, the sundry topic around the town for, you know, ever so long. As a music fan, it's completely necessary to construct one's own indomitable list of albums, which are unquestionable because they are subjective, and you can't argue with people in a subjective manner, thus making these lists completely useless in any critical sense. But they're nice. It's nice to share, I guess, especially if you're coming from a place where you can be a contrarian and share music that people probably haven't heard of yet. I can't, because I don't really know that much about music. But yes, And Andrew, you had some criticisms of listing in general and of the current discourse of reviews, which are based around scores. By the way, what we just heard was Sleaford Mods, Tiswas, off their last album. What was it called? Yeah, Divide and Exit, which was, it didn't receive too much. It received a great amount of critical acclaim, especially from the English press. And it factored up there in Wires and end-year list. Definitely Sleaford Mods have attained a bit of a reputation for being quite homogenous in terms of their material across the board. But when you have like such an idiosyncratic sound, maybe it's worth exploring that for the time being. And such a democratizing sound, too. You know, it reminds me of the Mute. One of the founders of Mute had a side project where he created one or two songs. One of those songs went on to be the theme song for a Vice series a few years ago. But it's all very extremely simple two-note synth music with him ranting over it. And he made this statement about how, punk, even punk is not punk enough because you have to learn at least three chords to play in a punk band. And with his music, all you needed to do was be able to mash two notes on a keyboard, and then you would have everything that you require. But I'm completely getting off topic.
It's music for the proletariat.
Although, as I designed this show, I discern what is on topic and what is not on topic. Andrew, please continue to guide us on this path that I have set out.
You mentioned how there's a lot of conversation about best of, anything at the end of the year as different cultural magazines try to, claim out some relevance in the post-BuzzFeed world where GIFs, make out the majority of, articles, and people don't take a certain pride in, not reading. The Too Long Didn't Read is becoming a part of a general internet lexicon that people take pride in and that they don't read things. So this makes critical analysis of music and different artistic mediums in general more difficult as, different blogs and different magazines have to reflect the demand of their readership by usually, going in the direction of having these lists or having scores, which are meant to just be recommendations.
This, of course, so beautifully returns to the subject of today's show, the new year that is a possibility of transformation, but also the possibility and seemingly inevitable realization of the continuing structuring of one's own life. And we have all these blogs, Pitchfork, Tiny Mixtapes, The Quietists, all of these different blogs, Resident Advisor, that exist supposedly to extend your musical taste, but really are ultimately businesses which must be continued through advertising revenue, marketing revenue. All the genius that we encounter on this show, my God, the interrogation of the current state of affairs. Only on Cue It Up can you hear such incredible content. I am being ironic, but also please continue to play along with me. I'm not being entirely ironic, because what we're talking about is a real thing, but obviously we're not that groundbreaking in terms of broaching the subject. But of course there is the fact that, all these sites purportedly extend your taste in music, but they must sustain themselves as businesses and through advertising revenue, and thus they must cultivate a certain kind of listener who almost in a mindless sense has to continue, feeding off of the recommendations that are curated for their tastes, for the tastes and the interests of whichever audience that blog is trying to grab as a demographic, cultivate as a demographic. And of course, Pitchfork has just so much influence. That's why they don't give zeros anymore, because when they give your album a zero as a statement, as a cultural statement, it would sink that artist. That artist would, unless it was a big artist, in which case who cares, because they've already achieved that level of popularity. But when a small independent artist like that, I don't remember which artist it was that received a zero, but he played for the Dismemberment Plan.
Yeah.
And that completely destroyed his career for that period of time. Very interesting. Very interesting how the irony of these sites and their functioning with us in the current, you know, consumerist landscape.
Right, right. You always hope, as someone analyzing, you know, different pieces of art and culture from a critical perspective, that you're having a dialogue with whoever you're talking with. And in some ways, placing like an arbitrary score that qualifies one piece of art somewhat better than another based on like some score that, you know, you came up with, it's a bit difficult for a medium that has, you know, a good amount of subjective, you know.
Well,
you know, something to it.
I wouldn't use the word subjective necessarily.
There is like an objective way to base music, but there's a good amount. I don't know.
I definitely agree with you in the sense that it limits the amount of capital or currency an album has in like a myriad of ways. And one of those biggest ways being like what this album has to say. And, you know, if you actually are invested in the idea of art as being a capacitor for social change, then like how like, you know, when we're evaluating quality, there's like this gross conflation of culture, criticism, you know, activism that is spoken over and seems to like, you know, and you read all these reviews that have very implicit references to each of these, but there is no ability to delineate from those reviews what the purview of the writer is necessarily, or what order these things are being placed in, or what their relevance is to one another. It's just very ambiguous.
It is. So basically, if you have the option, if you have the time, read reviews. Mm-hmm. That's basically the
especially
thing.
Those available on Discord or magazine. And I actually have we have a hip hop head around the station who also plays in a local hip hop band, and he is not a fan of the following artist I'm going to play. I quite like him, although I didn't care so much for his debut. I think this new album that he's released, Young Brazed, with Northern Reflections, is quite interesting. And we're going to play a bit of that, a bit of the ambiguous, cloudy hip-hop. We're going to move into some I Love Mekonnen, which I actually quite like. I'm not sure how people might feel about that, as he was signed by Drake. But I dig it, and I will explain more on why after this. And some Bus Driver, UK hip-hop artist. Yes, in these sounds, although we are throwing everything against the wall in terms of these artists are throwing everything against the wall in terms of expression, trying to tap into that what is unspoken. Maybe that's all just BS. So let's just play the music. Here we go. We're going to play Intro and Entertainment from Young Brazed. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Juliana, and we're here shooting the fall campaign for Northern Reflections. I think it's safe to say that the main trend again this season is color. Head-to-toe color, layering colors, color printed with color, color blocking. It's like you almost can't find black anymore. And it's not just here at Northern Reflections, or just in Canada. I'd say color.
Oh my gosh, I must be so entirely rude. Andrew, you can feel free to chime in on this for a moment. But isn't this so interesting how Young Brazed, working as an artist clearly with production in the vaporwave style, has now so explicitly taken up that obvious, like that not obvious, but like very predominant 2014-2015 sort of critique, non-critique of consumer culture, that in and of itself, like the PC Music Crew, can be exactly critiqued in this way. That seeming critique of consumer culture, which is also in and of itself indistinguishable from consumer culture, and while I love the releases off PC Music, I dislike local artist Douglas Copeland. I cannot stand Douglas Copeland because his art is indistinguishable from the thing that it seeks to critique.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Fight Club sold I don't know how many copies, you know?
Exactly. It's hard to, exactly.
Yeah. It's hard to, you know, say rally against consumer culture when you have like this thing that, you know, makes a boatload of money, you know? So it's a little bit hypocritical that way, and you're just like
But everything's hypocritical. And on that note, I will now cease. Yes, I don't know.
That's an essentialist statement right there.
Everything is complicated. Let's say
that. Everything is.
Everything
complicated.
Is complicated. All right.
Or is that essentialist?
I apologize for interrupting. We're gonna tune this back a bit, back into Young Braised. The track Entertainment.
Just in Canada, I'd say color is a huge trend all over the world.
I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell Molly. no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my lead no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. OG pimping, trench coat mobbing, money keep flowing from the Biddy to Bompton. West Coast McConan, the best thing going. They really like my movies, it's the best thing showing. Boss Hog playing, competition slaying. Sell the whole pack, then relax before the day end. Making hella moolah, give a damn about your jeweler. Shouts out West Baltimore and free young moolah. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell Molly no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell Molly no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. Haters can't see us, Niche or Tania. We be in LA, posted like the Coliseum. Big smoking, PCH coasting, Sheratino hotel, penthouse toasting. When strawberry to dreams turn to champagne reality. Old friend been down since New Life Academy. Now we bound to the dough, it all makes sense. On our own homes, so we ain't gotta pay rent. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my land no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my land no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my land no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke. Don't sell my land no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. Gas. Don't sell my land no more.
Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Interested in taking your leadership experience to the next level? Register for UBC's 2015 Student Leadership Conference for a day of inspiring speakers and interactive workshops that will help you thrive on campus as a student leader. Take your next step and register at slc.ubc.ca. The conference begins this January 10th.
Just a heads up, if you would like to listen to Queer FM, as that ad for some reason did not contain the relative or the relevant information, you can access it Tuesdays 8 to 10:30 a.m. And we're actually coming quite close to the end of the show. We'll have Asian Wave after the show, but we'll have to skip over quite a few tracks. I think we're going to go into the extremely stereotypical and pre-coded portion of the show, where we segue into sort of sound collages, ambient waves of noise, as a sort of codified meaning way of suggesting that, you know, in the murk there is the possibility of transformation. Spirit, yes, in a spiritual sense.
I know what you're saying, man. Basically, we apologize for, you know, not playing as much music with talking so much. So
with what?
With talking so much.
Yeah, with about talking nothing. So much. Nah, man, they'll be talking in these tracks. It's just like the language of semantic ambivalence, you know? like touch, you know, as we touch, you know what? Hold on.
No, I don't.
Hold on.
At all.
All right. Hold on. I was thinking about this. And you know what? We're going to start with the different track than we were going to start with, because we have it at hand in the, CD library. We're going to start with a Shabazz Palaces track, because I was going to play Shabazz Palaces, as they had a wonderful New Year's Eve show in Seattle, but, for time, that was not what was permitted. So we're going to play Noretic No Romantics from Shabazz Palaces, and then we're going to move into some Ian William Craig, local artist, operatic trained artist, works with decaying tapes, the sound of dying analog, to create some really beautiful, thoughtful compositions. After that, we have Colin Stetson, jazz saxophonist. He's been around for a while in the Canadian critical mindscape. Plays with Arcade Fire, I believe, when they are touring. But himself, a powerful saxophonist with quite a unique delivery that we will hear in a moment. And then Skim Milk, who is playing for us in the imminent weeks at Shindig, CITR's Shindig, as he has made it into the semifinals. So do you have any comments about any of this, Andrew, before we likely sign off, as it will be this block of music that we will hear on Cue It Up before Asian Wave comes up next hour?
I mean, it's all good music, you know. I recommend you guys, like, stay in, because everything we're going to play is good, you know.
Yeah, it's real bougie.
You could say that, but...
Thank you.